ABC Radio Australia.
To Tonga. Its vibrant landscape turned grey in the aftermath of the volcanic eruption. Trees, streets and houses were coated in a thick ashfall. More than 2 weeks later, people are still cleaning it up. With so much of this volcanic ash still in the country, the question now is what to do with it and what the fine dust could mean for the health of the environment, wildlife and Tonga's residents. In the days following the eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Haapai volcano, everything was covered in ash. Te Vita Hafoka, a resident from Nuku'alofa who works at the Ministry of Land and Resources, said the landscape completely changed.
It was like a monotone picture. Everything was grey or brown.
The cleanup has been difficult. Men and women have been sweeping roads to get rid of the ashfall, only to have it fall again from the surrounding treetops and roofs. Some businesses haven't been able to operate because of the thick ash blanketing their offices and stores. The fine dust gets everywhere, and Mr. Hafoka says people are slowly coming to terms with the associated health risks.
Now we're no longer wearing masks for COVID, it's masks for the ash, to avoid the risks, the health risks associated with the ash and the debris.
But despite the risks, people are coming up with ways to use the ash. Some are piling it on the roads to warn cars against going too fast. Others are even turning a profit.
They're saving it to use as cement, and some are even selling it, $5 per bag. The good news is as we were advised by the Ministry of Agriculture, it's good for agriculture.
Others still are taking a more cautious approach. Pupuna Tukoafu, assistant geologist from Tonga's Land and Resources Department, says they are not sure about the chemical makeup of the ash yet, but have warned that the fine particles can be harmful if breathed in. Luckily, though, despite the ashfall, the water is safe to drink if boiled.
The water pH levels are still under the contagious level, which is still safe for communities to drink out of their water tanks.
Researchers in New Zealand are analysing the ash composition to find out its toxicity. Associate Professor Scott Bryan from the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at the Queensland University of Technology says there are some compounds in volcanic ash, like silica and fluorine, which can be harmful. But he is optimistic that the composition of the ash in Tonga shouldn't be toxic.
Thankfully, the nature of the eruption, where there's a lot of steam produced by the explosion, may have helped wash a lot of the ash. So if there was any fluorine, that fluorine may have been washed off by all that steam. So that when the ash did fall onto the ground in Tonga, hopefully the amount of fluorine that it might have had stuck to it has been reduced significantly. So we don't need to worry about fluorine too much, but it's certainly worthwhile trying to analyse the waters and just check on the chemistry of the waters to make sure there's no sort of nasty elements or chemicals in them.
It's expected that the recovery from the debris and the ashfall of the volcano could take several months, if not years. The Food and Agricultural Organization estimates that 60 to 70% of livestock will be at least partially harmed by the ash. Zheng Junyao, sub-regional coordinator for the Pacific, said her team is planning a survey to gauge the damage.
It's not about the impact, for instance, to their meat, but rather the health of the animals themselves. The ash can injure or cause the problems to their breath systems, and also this underground water. Or the surface water that they may drink that have been contaminated by ashfall may also damage the health of the livestock.
Ms. Yao also expects the ashfall to have a severe impact on Tonga's food systems and agriculture.
If the ashfall is very thick, then this harvest would become difficult, more difficult than usual, right? For those leafy vegetables and crops, and including, for instance, young bananas. So they may have been already burned up already without any harvest. In general, ashfall can be disruptive to the health and also to the growth of those crops.
But despite the dire predictions, there's some good news. Though the ash may be too fine for commercial use, Professor Scott Bryant says there is potential for the volcanic ash to be used as fertiliser.
So I think its best value is as sort of a nutrient addition to soils and a fertiliser. You know, the Tongan Islands, the main islands, are limestone, so their soils are generally quite poor. Generally of most use to them.
And in more good news, it's expected that the reefs and marine life affected by the volcanic blast will soon recover. Tonga's waters are perfect for migrating whales that use its bays and oceans as a sort of nursery where mothers care for young calves. Damage to this important ecosystem could be devastating for these endangered animals. But Professor Mark Orams from Auckland University of Technology says that's unlikely.
From a perspective of humpback whales, the timing is fortunate, even though, of course, there's devastation for the people of Tonga and potentially for other marine wildlife that are resident there. But humpback whales, because of their seasonal migration, are not in Tongan waters at present. They won't arrive back in Tonga until around June. So in many ways, the volcanic eruption and subsequent tsunami and changes are not impactful for humpback whales directly because they're not currently located in Tongan waters.
Back in Nuku'alofa, things are slowly getting better. Tifita Hafuka says they are finally seeing some green amongst the grey as new sprouts come to life.
We're finally seeing some colour. The majority of the trees that were fully covered in ash, the leaves have fallen, and now we're seeing some new sprouts.
It's hoped by this week, most of the ash will be cleared away.